Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I think there is no music. Hi. Well, I said I didn't like the music. Well, now we don't have any. Okay. Hi, it's Marcia Casper Cook, and it is September 10th, 2013, and we have 13. I love that number, 13. Scared of it, actually. We can talk about that too in this. Okay. I have a great show tonight planned because we have a new guest host, which is Willow Cross, and I will introduce her in a minute, and J.H. Glaze is going to be with her after this show, and I'll probably be around, I think, and my show's still going to be on, but we're going to decide it's going to be Tuesday or Friday or another day, but it's going to be great because it's going to be after tonight. You're going to see why. It's a paranormal show, and as you know, we have a few new guest hosts, which is R. Jeffries, Cassandra Dane, and Willow Cross is here, and it's going to be a very fun year, and Virginia will be doing more shows, and I think we're going to do some of them together, and I think Bennett will be doing a show with me, Bennett Pomeranz, and just one time a month, I think. He's got a lot of his own shows. So, okay, and now I think that's about it, what we're going to talk about today, because I don't think I forgot anything other than William Maltese is on with me next Tuesday, and it's in Tuesday afternoon, and he's a riot. He's got his own radio show. He's really great. He's been on. He's written almost 200 books. He's a lot of fun. And like myself, we never know what the two of us will be doing. He also has cookbooks, so we'll have a good time. And tonight, if you want to call in, we're taking calls at 714-242-5259. I'm going to introduce Willow. She was on Friday's show, and I know Willow for a lot of years. And I just have to say one thing. I want to thank, but they're both on the show tonight. Jeff was not on the other night. Jeff Glaze and Willow were very helpful to me to get my paperback, my Virginia series out, and I want to thank them again because I'm so happy. And Jeff did the pictures, and we can talk about that another time, but I so appreciate both of you helping me out. Willow, hello. Hi, Willow.
Hello, Marcia, and you are very, very welcome. It was a pleasure to be able to help you.
Well, that was good. Okay, good. And so now we have that, but we have you on now, and you're going to be on once a month starting you know, now, and then we'll see, you know, how many shows you want, because you're really a busy, very busy person, and so is Jeff. So we'll see how that goes for you, you know, how many shows you want to do. But it's going to be very interesting, and you want to talk about, we've had everybody that's on tonight.
Right.
But I wanted
right.
you to just tell everybody about yourself a little. Just talk about yourself for a few minutes.
Well, I'm Willow Cross. I suppose if you're here that you probably know who I am. I'm the author of the Haunted series. We've got some great guests tonight. Not only are they some of my very best friends, but we also discuss the paranormal quite frequently because we all seem to have some issues with it interrupting our daily lives. So we have the uber awesome J.H. Glaze, Katie Miller, and Jennifer Malone Wright. And let's start out with KB, why don't you tell us about your books, tell the listeners about your books and what you write, and we'll go from there.
Okay, I write about witches and vampires and all kinds of things that go bump in the night. And I co-author a series with one of the quadruple here, Jennifer Malone Wright, Uza, and the next episode comes out on the 12th. And
that's Once Upon a Zombie Apocalypse, for those who don't know what Uza is.
Thank you. And for those that are listening, you'll understand this come October 8th. This is just a little sneaky. When I call Jen Mother Goose, you'll get the reference in October. So yeah, I write a lot of paranormal stuff. And that's it. There's nothing spectacular to me. I write a lot of paranormal stuff, and there you go.
There's something spectacular about everybody on the show.
Okay, Saturday I'm going to be at the Westminster Library signing from 2 to 4, and I'm going to be one of the speakers At Hallow Reads at the end of October. So if you're in historic downtown Ellicott City, come and see us, because there's a whole host of amazing authors coming. So we'll rock your world.
Yay.
Paranormal theme.
That sounds good. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, I think
it's
going to be awesome. And just for you listeners, if you haven't read Once Upon a Zombie Apocalypse yet, I was very lucky and I got to read it before it was released, because I got the end like that. And you need to... You
what
need
you
to check
you
it out, because
the three
I'm
of us
you,
are best friends.
It's so good, and it is so funny. It's dramatic, and there's, you know, plenty of ooze to go around, but there's a lot of funniness too. You'll love it. Okay,
dark humor is
Jennifer
coming up,
Malone
though.
Wright, let's tell everybody about yourself.
Okay. Wife, mother, five. I write about. Mostly vampires so far, but I have all the good stuff in there with it, like witches, and I haven't done a ghost one yet, but, you know, witches, angels, all that stuff I have in my mythology. I have a lot of I read about a lot of that. Working on something now with Reapers. So, Keeper versus Reaper. Working on that. But I don't know. That's pretty much it for me, I guess.
Well, you mentioned you have a few children there too,
oh.
So you have a lot going on.
Oh
it's
yeah,
not like
yeah.
It's not like you're sitting and relaxing at the pool. So.
Oh yeah, no, that doesn't happen. I know today actually I posted on the Facebook because my husband took my son fishing and everybody else was at school, and I was like, wow, I'm here all by myself. This like never happens, never. So it was really weird, and I felt really awkward, like I should be doing something, but I just sat in the chair and worked. But I don't, KB mentioned some appearances, and I don't usually do any appearances during the school year because I can't, but I do in the summer, trying to do more. So nothing scheduled for me.
It seems that you guys are going out. You're going out and speaking and doing things, which is really good, because that's probably what a lot of people that are listening need to hear. Because I think that's where the market is kind of going out and showing who you are, and that's how you get much more established when you get out there.
Oh yeah, for sure. When we do the one thing that I've done 2 years in a row now is Fandom Fest. I haven't really done any other conventions or anything, but the exposure is phenomenal to go do conventions and things like that. It's crazy for exposure. So, and you get to meet lots of awesome people too, like other authors and like-minded folk and the fans. And there were people there who actually knew who I was, which was even cooler. You never expect that.
Right. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm multitasking. I'm trying to get you guys' links in the room. JH, you want to tell the listeners about your books and your area of expertise?
I am JH Glaze, and I may be referred to several times on this call as Jeff. I am author of various types of paranormal. I write about, in my John Hazard series, I cover everything from spirit-stealing boxes to... monsters and aliens and things like that. The fourth installment of my John Hazard series will be entitled Ghost Wars, so I'll be going into the ghost realm in that novel. That'll be book four in the series. And I also have currently my series called Rune, and the main character of the Rune series is a demon killer, and it is quite different from a lot of things you may have read in the past and in regards to my characters. My main character is an 18-year-old boy, and his sidekick is a black Labrador retriever that's possessed by a demon. And then I have my horror challenge series, which covers all aspects of different paranormal type things, everything from voodoo to witches to animated dolls. So I also have in the works a parody of zombie stories, and that's about it right now, but I have a whole lot of stuff coming down the road.
It sounds great.
Good, good stuff. Okay, so let's get into the nitty-gritty of this. We've all been talking amongst ourselves recently about how this time of year, it seems like paranormal activity starts really ramping up. You know, there's talk about the veil thinning this time of year as we head towards the fall equinox. So everybody's here to hear your stories. So let's start. KB, why don't you start with what's going on in your world with the paranormal?
Well, every year it amps up. I'm of Irish descent and Native American Indian. So I've been able to see ghosts but rejected them for a long, long time because I thought people would think I was crazy. Who knew when you became a writer people wouldn't think that you were crazy when you saw ghosts? Pretty cool on deal there, right there. Right now, I had to go to the doctors in Gettysburg, and for those that don't know Gettysburg, do your history, people. You should know this. Go look up the Battle of Gettysburg from 1863. Gettysburg was one of the bloodiest battles in the Civil War. And I live, it's like in my backyard. And so we were going to the doctors, and my husband was with me, and we're driving down the road, and I'm turning my head from he's like, oh, God, are you seeing him again? And I'm like, yes. The soldiers were everywhere. And I knew it was going to be bad because for the past couple weeks in my house, things happen in my house that, like, you don't, like, you literally, if you don't know what's going on, you're kind of just like, what the hell just happened? Last night, Bryce and I, my husband, we were sitting here and we were watching TV and we were just talking. And he's like, I'm going to go check on the monkey. He goes in to go check on the monkey. The door won't open. He can't figure out why the door won't open. He pops the pins to get the door off the hinges. We have this thing that sits, that keeps his door open because we don't let him have his door closed. It's pushed, wedged underneath the door, and that kid is sound asleep. But the way that it's wedged, there's no way that he could have done it. It's like wedged up and underneath this door to keep the door from opening. Bryce literally had to take the door off the hinges. We have lights that are going on and off and little shadows that you see, like, right out of the corner of your eye. And you think somebody's there, but when you look, there's nobody there. So, I mean, there's all kinds of crap going on. I'm assuming that's normal for everyone.
It is.
Can I just ask a question? This is Marcia. I just want to ask a question.
Sure.
When you say that, you know, there's, you know, images that you, so you see them, you feel like somebody's there, and then when you look, there's nobody there?
For the black shadows,
are in the house, huh?
The shadow people are inside the house. And you see it like it's something out of the corner of your eye. It's just like a dark shadow. It kind of looks like in direct sunlight when you're looking and you're talking at someone face to face. You know how someone's shadow when they're walking across the floor will kind of like, you'll see the shadow out of the corner of your eye.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looks like. When I'm in Gettysburg, the closer we get to the veil thinning and the veil being completely thin between both worlds, I will see them dead on. Like, it won't be a shadow anymore. I'll still see the shadow people, but I'll see them dead on. And it's not like everyone always says, well, you see them and they're magical and they're... No, they're not. Oh, my God, no, they're not. There have been times I've called Willow and I'm freaked out because you see these... You'll see the dead in different forms. You can see them the way that they died. They can project themselves any way they want to. And if they're malevolent spirits, they can absolutely project themselves the way that they want you to see them. So, but the shadow people...
Yeah.
You don't get any kind of definition whatsoever. And they're the ones that scare me. I've always been that person, if you can see it, you can face it. So if it's something that scares you, as long as you can face it head on, you're good. When you're dealing with a shadow, you can't see it. You can't see its features. You can't. It's just a shadow. So
right. You don't know what's behind the shadow. And that's what's so scary. Because you're not really sure what you're looking at.
Exactly. So that's what's going on in my house. Right now, it's just a lot of crazy little things and lights going on and off. And as a matter of fact, we had to order the monkey. There's this really cool place online. It's called the Pink Cauldron. If you guys haven't been there, go look it up. She has some amazing protective crystals on there. And I usually get a lot of my protective crystals at the Crystal Fox in Laurel, Maryland. But she had this adventuring, green adventuring skull. And so I got that for the monkey's room. Because every year, it without fail, it starts like in September, the end of September, beginning of September, end of September. He'll say, somebody's in my room. He'll wake up almost every night, somebody's in my room. Nobody's in your room. Dad and I are here, nobody's in your room. Somebody's in my room. So we got it. And then, of course, we do a lot of the salting in the woods, putting them up. And but the power of prayer is huge. So that's all I got. I mean, I haven't met aliens, so I can't talk to you about them. I'd like to. That's all I got. I got ghosts. So if you want to know about ghosts, I can give you that. Aliens, I got nothing. Ain't seen no mermaids.
If you had met aliens, how would you know?
Because
ooh,
they're little gray men.
Yeah, maybe they
yes.
look like regular people.
No, they don't. Haven't you? You
they
guys
could
have
if
never
they were
seen
like
War
in
of
your
World,
body.
You? No, you've never seen War of the Worlds. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Look, there could totally be pod people living. Have you seen some of the people out there? There could totally be pod people living out there, and I wouldn't even know. Some of them,
Jennifer.
I believe, are down in D.C. at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look.
Jennifer.
Hi, NSA.
fill the listeners in on what's been going on at your house, because the other day when we talked, you had some very interesting things to tell me, and I'm sure that they would love to hear it.
Yeah, this year it's not quite so bad as the yet as last year. This year, like KB said, we got the flickering lights, but my ghosts like to play in the kitchen, mostly. And they go and they like flip the oven light on, and we'll say, "Why is the oven light on?" And we'll turn it off, and things will go on and off, and they leave my oven. They turn my oven on and off, like when I was in the middle of cooking dinner, and my oven just went off. Somebody turned it off. And
oh wow!
Then.
Wow.
Don't
you wish they'd do dishes?
Yeah.
If I could get some ghosts to come in my kitchen and do
that
dishes,
would be
I would
awesome.
Be kitty.
That would be awesome.
They could do the laundry.
Yeah.
I have a book called How to Train Your Ghost.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great book title.
It's just How to Train Your Ghost to Do Dishes. I could only cover one topic at a time, so I started.
That'd be good for a short story series. Kind of
there's nothing really scary that happens in my house so far, except for there's a few, you know, creepy things. This year I've seen the shadow people a few times, and they like walk down my hallway, and I can see from where I sit in my recliner, I can see my hallway, and I'll look over, and then it looks like somebody just slipped into the bedroom.
Right.
Like stepped
but
into the bedroom.
Does that freak you out, Jen?
That's yeah, it does. It freaks me out a lot. And then what's happened recently, which is different than normal, like what I'm used to, is every night at about 11 o'clock, one of my two kids will wake up screaming and staring at this one spot on the wall and pointing like they saw something. And,
right.
You know, Jimmy, he's going to turn 3 tomorrow. And, you know, so he couldn't for the longest time tell me what was going on. You know, so we had to move the bed, but
well,
every
I'll
night
tell you
they
what,
wake up.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but
I want
to tell you this since there's little ones involved. Not that I'm like the ghost expert or anything, but a couple of things you can do is, first of all, you need to take ownership of your space. You have
oh,
to
I'll tell you in a minute what I did
inside
last
out.
Year.
And you give them direct orders. You are not allowed to contact my children in any way. They are not to see you.
I do that in my kitchen when they annoy me. I'm like, you just leave my stuff alone. I'm cooking. But
yeah, you guys
last
ever,
year,
curious,
huh?
Have you guys ever done it where, like, I don't know, like, the setup, like, of where your guys' houses are and how close you have to neighbors, but have you ever been, because I've done that quite a few times, and Willow knows, I'm big on smudge sticks. I send her one. I'm big on smudge sticks, you know, cleaning your space out with the negative energy. Have you ever, like, been telling them to leave and have neighbors walk by that know that you're in the house by yourself and seen their reaction?
Like, there's a police officer that lives 2 doors down from me, and I was doing this the other night. And I will do it out back because I want, we have like a fire pit. And
so you're the crazy
out.
Lady on the block.
I'm out back with the smudge stick, and I'm like cleaning the space in. They're like, how's it going, Kim? It's fine. And I'm saying, you are not welcome here. Did you not want me to come over for the bonfire?
I've never had a neighbor catch me smudging, but my next door neighbor did catch me salting my house, the outside of my house.
And now
just
that,
being
now
glad it doesn't look like in Supernatural, all the houses that have like all the like symbols on the outside of the houses. Right now,
yeah.
I'm looking at the front of my house, and my kids chalked all over the front of my house. It looks like that.
When you say salting, what does that mean when you're salting?
When you're salting,
when I've done a cleansing, because I too get frequent visitors. I used to think that I just was unlucky and lived in a bunch of haunted houses until I moved down here and realized
she's
was
haunted.
Not haunted. It wasn't haunted. When I moved in, I knew that it was clean. This house was clean. I knew
she's
it was haunted.
Willow
is haunted. I am haunted. They follow me everywhere I freaking go.
It's not the house.
So
it's the willow.
I every so often I'll do a house cleansing, and when I do that, I salt the outside of my house because, you know, once you get them out, you don't want them coming back in. So that particular day, my neighbor's out in her backyard, and I'm going around the back of my house, throwing handfuls of rock salt, and my neighbor looks up at me, and she's like, hi, and I said, I know I sounded like an idiot, I'm like, ants, and she's like, oh, we're having ant problems, too, because I wasn't going
to
say, oh, dude, I'm trying to keep the ghosts out of my house.
do they have any idea what you do, or no, they don't know anything, or do you have neighbors that you're close with?
A couple, yeah. But no, we don't discuss
that.
I keep that all on the down low because I live in the Bible Belt. I don't want no crosses in my yard.
How different is it now, guys, from what it would have been 10 years ago? Because I remember 10 years ago when I was having paranormal activity, and I had written an entire book about the activity I had, and I had called it The Ghosts of Gettysburg. I refused to publish it. There was a local publisher in Gettysburg who wanted to publish the book, and I refused to do it because I didn't want people to know who I was, because the stigma of she sees ghosts, she's got to be crazy. At that point, look at how far we've come in 10 years, because 10 years ago, they would have had me strapped in a straitjacket in a padded room, which they probably should have me in there at this point now, but... It would have had me there 10 years ago if I would have talked about it. So look how far we've come now that it's not
definitely.
The abnormal. It's the normal, because people are waking up and they're seeing that, you know, this is happening around us, whether or not we want to believe it, whether or not we want to understand it. It's you have your, you know, interactive ghosts, the ghosts that are actually cognizant of what they're doing. They're trying to interact with you. And then you have the ghosts that are just like on auto replay that are just... You just see them every day doing the same thing. Yep, and they're just doing the same thing. But it's so normal.
I'm thinking that around Gettysburg, that it's probably pretty common. As a matter of fact, I'm guessing that you don't leave your chewing tobacco laying around at all, because it probably goes fast if you do.
In Gettysburg, you don't leave anything laying around because you will be approached. Seriously.
I get a lot of interactive stuff here, though. Like what I was going to say before, too. With my kids' room last year, it was the middle. You know when you're sleeping and you're, like, not asleep, but you just almost, you're almost falling asleep?
Yeah.
And my kids' door slammed, and it's right across the hall from me. So I got up, and I went over there, and I checked everybody. Everybody was, you know, asleep. And I checked all the windows because sometimes the draft will, you know, slam the door shut. And so I was just getting ready. It was probably about, you know, a good 5 minutes of me checking the house and everything, and I was just getting ready to go back to bed, and my son wakes up and he goes, Mom, did you slam the door a minute ago? And I said, no, did you? He said, no, I've been here the whole time. And so I waited for my son to fall back asleep, and I stood in that room and I said, you leave my kids alone. You can mess with whatever you want in this house, but you leave them alone. And we really haven't had any issues with the kids since then with any, like, interactive stuff like that,
right,
except for the kids waking up, freaking out. But watched a glass get pushed off our counter. And you can ask my daughter, Cheyenne. We were both sitting there, and we were like, what?
Right. Can I say this? That's got to be the point for all of us moms and dads, because we're moms, but Jeff is a dad, too. So that's, like, the point right there where we draw the line in the sand, is that there's going to be a lot of times that they mess with us and they play with our minds and tricks. But when it comes to the kids, that's where we really jump into play and say, this is not happening. Because in most cases, they're just trying to get a message across from them, a loved one, who they want to know, you know, grandma's pendant is behind the wallboard or something. They're trying to get a message across to somebody, but they go about it in the ways that they wouldn't have done in real life. But when it comes to kids, that's literally the breaking point. You just don't mess with the kids because they don't understand. It freaks them the Hades out.
Is that a gold pendant?
Can I tell you this? This was actually really, 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 really funny. Bryce is downstairs and he's listening. Like, my house is small, so he can hear. There was in Gettysburg, oh my God, like 10 years ago. I kept going, I love Gettysburg, and because I'm so close, I go there all the time. And people that are listening, please understand this, that just because Gettysburg had a lot of death doesn't mean that your house could not be haunted because you've had one death. It only takes one spirit to haunt a house. That's it. But this just happens to be like massive land with lots of spirits. And I'm sitting there and I keep hearing behind me, my emeralds. And I'm like, who the hell is talking about emeralds? And when I turn around, there's this little old lady, and you can tell that they're a ghost. It's not like they're standing there like, you know, like my husband is right now in front of me where I can see him full-bodied. You can see through. You can see through, but you can tell that they're a ghost. This person wanted to let their granddaughter know that they're emeralds. And she's giving me names, and I'm like, are you kidding me? If I went to your granddaughter, these people would think I'm nuts. So I sat on this information for months, because I knew this chick was going to think I was absolutely out of my mind, batshit crazy. That was it. A couple months later, I finally got the nerve, because anybody who knows me knows that if it comes to messing with my family, if it comes to messing with my friends, I'm right in your face, and I'm very confrontational. When it comes to things like this, please don't think I'm crazy and give me that funny medicine or put me in a straitjacket. I just don't want to do it. And this is one of those things I thought, that stigma thing, they're going to say that, you know, she's crazy. So a couple months go by, and I happen to look in a phone book, and I see this chick's name, the granddaughter's name, and I find the phone number, and I left a message because I was too chicken shit to talk to this chick. I was glad that the answer machine came on, because I left a message, hung with the phone, did not leave my return number, because I was like, mm-mm. But stupid me, when you're doing this, people, please remember that other people have caller ID. And at that point, I didn't know that you could block caller ID. And she called back, and it was a couple of days later, and she called back, and she's like, I found my grandmother's emerald earrings. How did you know about this? And I'm like, it was in a dream. And she's like, my grandmother came to you in a dream? Huh?
Yeah, it was in your house. Your husband didn't put the seat down again.
Yeah, when he does that, he could end up a ghost. He does that. No, so that's the kind of stuff that happens. I just want people to understand that everyone thinks that, oh my God, there must have been a horrific murder in that house for you to see ghosts. No, there's not.
No,
somebody could have died of natural causes. Well, that's it. And please also know that people are listening too. Your house may not be haunted. It could be you.
Right.
Some people
it took me years to figure out that I wasn't living in a series of haunted houses.
I thought she had like this string of bad luck.
What kind of terrible luck is this?
It's like, I have the worst luck ever. I keep finding the haunted houses. No,
well,
people.
You know, here's the thing. This is honestly what I thought, because I have never been well-to-do. So I've always had to choose between older houses and even older houses because of cheap rent. And when you know, chances are pretty high if you're living in a house that's 100 years old, somebody died there at some point. Not to mention then you've got the whole land issue of how many settlers died in a teepee or whatever.
buried in the backyard without anybody knowing.
So I just assumed that it was, you know, that issue that caused that until I got down here, and this house was built in 1969. We got it from the guy who built it. Nobody has ever died here. It was clean as a whistle until I moved. But I want to, before we get
any further.
That's
part of Willow's, like, application process. She's like, so, has anybody died in this house?
No, dude,
well, you know,
I
have. But that's not even, like, I mean, my grandmother used to always think that when somebody died in the house that she never wanted to be in the house. But there, if you're in a new house, maybe it doesn't happen. But there are people that, I mean, you don't die in the house, but if they die
in the
hospital,
land,
let's
and that's
just
what,
say.
Okay,
I have a story first of all, I live in a newer house. It's not an old house. And the previous resident, nobody died in the house. They actually moved out when we moved in. We were the only two owners of the house. So what happened to me and Susan was we went to Boston Market on Memorial Day Sunday. And we were eating, and she says to me, she says, look over at that table over there and see if you see an old lady sitting at the table. So I looked, and I didn't see anything. And she said, I said, are you sure you see somebody over there? She said, yeah, but if I look directly at her, I can't see her. But out of the corner of my eye, I can see her. And she has on a pink sweater, and she has white hair, and it's like in pin curls. And so I said, well, keep an eye on her and let me know if she starts coming this way. So she was watching her, and she said, now she's standing, but she's just standing there looking at me, and, oh, she just sat down. So she was there the whole time we were in Boston Market until we left, and when we left, I said, I sure hope she doesn't come home with us. So we were getting in our car in the parking lot, and there was a breeze blowing, and all of a sudden, I smelled rosewater perfume, and there was nobody around us at all. There was no people, no cars, and I smelled this rose perfume. And so we came home, and about a week or two later, we were going to have a frozen pizza for dinner, and Susan put the pizza in the oven. And then we came in the office, and we have a tendency to lose track of time when we're in the office and we're, you know, on Facebook or whatever. We're working on books or, you know, things like that. And it may have been half an hour. It may have been 45 minutes, and the pizza was supposed to cook for 12 minutes. And she said to me, she said, did you hear the timer go off? And I said, no. And she said, the pizza's probably ruined. It's probably burned. And so I went in and I checked. I opened the oven, and the oven was turned off, and the pizza was perfectly cooked.
Wow.
And I said, the oven's off. Did you turn it off? She said, no, I didn't. I didn't go back in there after I turned it on. She said, you must have turned it off. I said, well, I wasn't even near it. I didn't even know you were making the pizza until you told me in the office that, you know, if the pizza was done. Right. And so we determined that neither one of us turned the oven off, but it was turned off and the pizza was perfect. So she took care of us on that one. But then it was about 3 weeks later, Susan has this thing, it's called a Fitbit. And what it is you wear it when you're walking and it tracks your steps. And she had put it on her jar of cream before she went to bed, is where she keeps it so she can find it in the morning. And the next morning she said, did you move my Fitbit off the jar of cream over on the counter? And I told her, no, I didn't touch your Fitbit. I have no reason to pick it up. She said, well, when I went to bed last night, it was on the jar of cream, and now it's laying out on the counter. So that wasn't that wasn't so drastic, but the biggest one so far, and this was about 2 weeks ago, she has a fan on a trunk in the bedroom, and it's an old fan, you know, it has a real heavy base, and it's really, you know, nothing that could fall over by itself or anything. And about 5 or 6 feet away from that fan is a tent where we used to keep the dogs in this little tent when they were little, and they would we'd zip them in there and they'd sleep at night. So anyway, she woke up and she said, she asked me if I put the fan in the tent. And I said, no. And she said when she woke up, the fan was laying on its side in the tent. And the thing about it is that where it's located, it's not like our dogs could run by and knock it. And if they, you know, knocked it off the trunk, they would knock it onto the floor because it's too heavy to fly across the room. But this tent had been moved 6 feet and laid down in the tent.
Good gosh.
And that is the latest incident, but you know, our dogs do bark frequently when there's nothing there and there's
Jeff.
Nobody outside.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You should be a writer, babe.
I know, did you hear about how he was talking about his fans though? He kept calling his fans. No.
His fans are crazy though. But Jeff, you should be a writer, man.
What was that good story?
Susan, I know you're in the chat room, Susan. You should like make him be a writer, dude.
No, you know what? Do you know who Andrea Perone is? Her movie was about Conjuring. It's called. She was on the show.
The movie Conjuring.
Yes, she was on. Andrea was on about 2 months ago on my show, or 3 months ago. I mean, she lived a life where there were actually ghosts living in the house, and there was 5 sisters. And I mean, it's very. I haven't seen them. I keep wanting to. No, I don't know anybody who wants to see the movie.
And can tell you something. No,
was it scary?
Not everybody. Most people are not going to see it to that extreme. But Marcia, you have ghosts around you. Willow, you have ghosts around you.
No,
Jen,
I
Jeff, me, we all have ghosts. Everybody who's listening, everyone has ghosts around them.
Yeah.
It's just a fact of life.
But
you do.
But they waited to
not
do
to that extreme.
Story.
That was some serious craziness going on over there.
Did you? Were you scared when you saw? I mean, because people, maybe
yes.
you were. But
the
were
movie
you?
The Conjuring.
Yes.
And I can I just say this? Everyone knows I have my Halloween stuff up, like, at the beginning of summer. I'm, like, that bad. Let's go, guys. Fall's coming. And so I'm all about it. Put me in a room with the lights out and a scary movie on, and I will show you a 6-foot-tall chicken shit.
Yeah.
Because okay, I can't.
No,
I
can tell you right now why that.
It's supposed to be really scary, and, you know.
To me, it was. I heard other people say that they were just like, oh, my gosh, that's just so not scary. To me, it was because you could see some of the things happening in your mind's eye. Because some of the things got pretty intense.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
But,
and you know, when she was on the show, she read part of it. You know, like a few excerpts.
Mm-hmm.
But they actually, which is never done usually, they actually wanted her story before a movie wanted it before it was even ready as a book, which is quite. You know, unique.
Yeah, right.
They were waiting. They were waiting for her story, and you know, some of her mother and sister, they weren't as thrilled like as she was to even talk about. She wanted to talk about it, and I asked her when she was on the show because she read something, and I go, "You had to have edited it yourself because I don't know how you could. You know, it was her experiences. Because so how an editor
right.
couldn't feel what she was. She didn't. She did the whole thing herself. I mean, Willow, I'll see if she maybe she'll want to come on. I mean, she's a
oh,
very
I'd love to have her.
Person.
That would be amazing.
She's very interesting, and I mean, they say the movie's scary. So, like Kimberly, if you're saying that it is, it probably, you know, I mean,
I will tell you this.
Well,
I will. This is how crazy it is. I watch Supernatural. Jen has been; she's catching up on the Supernatural
series. Oh, dude,
series.
I just
we've
watched
like
140 episodes in 3 weeks.
Best
yeah,
show
we've
ever.
Been jumping on her not watching. How can you not watch Supernatural? Come on,
she's watching it now. Supernatural. Everyone knows it comes on at night. It's not one of those scary things. But for me, there are certain episodes that are horrifically scary of Supernatural for me. But because I'm a big, I told you, I'm a big baby. But when
here's
I watch
my perspective
Conjuring.
On movies. It's, okay, there are certain things. Okay, you have your horror movies, and then you have your creepy, like, demon-possessing
movie. The creepy factor comes in because of what could be real.
Right. Well, and that's it. That I was just going to say that. For me, I can watch, like, gore. I can watch that. But when it comes to things like, you know, the Emily Rose and, you know, those things where, you know, people, this stuff really happens to people.
Well, do you know that, I did not know this.
I did not know this until a couple of weeks ago, and I was talking to nobody knew this, but I'm actually going to be featured in one of Maryland's papers. And I was talking to one of the reporters in Maryland, and we had gotten onto the subject of The Exorcist. And people do not out there really know. They think that it's just a movie. They don't realize that The Exorcist was actually based on
a
real life event.
Yeah.
But, and it was not a girl that her head didn't turn and she didn't spit what pea soup.
It was a boy, wasn't it?
It was a boy. And
right.
it happened down bordering D.C. and Maryland. But they don't know that. They think it's just cinema. They think it's just
right.
for Hollywood.
And the truth is much more terrifying than the movies. I'll tell you what, I haven't watched The Conjuring yet. And I'll tell you why I haven't watched The Conjuring yet. I read an article that said that Lorraine Warren, let me tell you something. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the whole word, but I'm going to say Lorraine Warren is a bad A in the realm of paranormal. Put
well,
in
I've
the
been cussing
letters
all night long.
After A.
Blame
and
it on me.
She stated that she would never go in that house again. And I'll tell you what, if she's scared of that house, I'm terrified
well,
of it.
Yeah.
I promise you, and it takes
right,
a lot to scare
right.
me.
But you got to, Willow, you're going to have to preface this with a lot of people don't know who. Lorraine Warren was one of
hunter.
The duo, the husband-wife duo that went in and
hunter,
investigated
yeah.
the Amityville Horror House. That's what she's best known for. But she is such an intuitive ghost investigator. I had the opportunity a couple of years ago just to meet her briefly in passing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Let me just tell you. My heart stopped because we didn't get to have a conversation. It was literally just a handshake and gone. But the energy that came off of that woman was peaceful, harmony, loving. You could just tell that this woman, she is literally, and Willow didn't say it, but I will, she is a badass chick. She knows what she's doing, but she has the love of her savior. That's what she brings into these investigations. When she comes in, she's coming in with forces. She's coming in with angels,
in with
and she's
husband,
coming in with God.
Well, it was her and her husband, but her husband passed away, I think, right?
Her husband passed away, and now her son is helping her. But Louie, if she's not going to go in, I wouldn't go in there either.
Oh, yeah.
I will
and
tell
I
you this
picture,
movie is freaky.
I looked at the picture. I had the picture on up for Blog Talk. I mean, even looking at the pictures, I didn't. It was scary. Just at the house. Just
well, no, and
it
really is. But if you look, like if you, when you watch the movie, and like I told you guys before, I always project that Kim's this, I'll do whatever I want to do. And you want to see me, like, quiver real fast? Put one of those movies in. Because I will sit here, like, under the covers with the covers pulled over my head, and I have to watch it with my husband because it freaks me out. You can put on House of Wax. Those, Paris Hilton. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting killed. Whatever. Just go away.
Yeah, I just watched, like, Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah,
just
that's
recently.
Like,
and that
like,
kind of stuff doesn't bother me at all. It's
not
the,
at all.
It's the stuff
you know what
that
really freaks
you
me out
know
that,
can
guys?
Really happen. I put it on the same
paranormal
level as,
Paranormal Activity.
Like,
what do you guys think
oh,
about
see, now,
that?
I thought Paranormal Activity. Having lived in some haunted houses that had malevolent entities in it, I thought Paranormal Activity was a whole lot of blah.
I didn't care for Paranormal Activity
movies at all. And it was like watching the Blair Witch Project for me.
Yes, Blair Witch Project, we all knew that
like,
that was like the biggest scam of
that wasn't
that
real?
That was like the worst. Jeff, it was real, and she's
ruined
coming
it
after
for
you.
Me,
it was real. Jeff, do you know that the Blair Witch Project was taped in Frederick, Maryland, which was literally 30 minutes from me right now?
Yeah,
I
but
can
I know
take
that
you down
girl
there. We'll go in the woods. Let's
oh
go
my
look
gosh,
for
you're
her.
In danger, Kim.
I know that girl didn't get killed because I met her at Days of the Dead, and she wrote a book.
Did you? She should be a writer, too.
Yeah, she's a writer, too.
No, it's
like,
it's the thing
for me,
do.
The first Paranormal
think.
Activity freaked me out because it wasn't the pulling, ripping out of bed because, first of all, I'm going to tell you guys this. A spirit has a little bit of energy, and they can pull on that, but they're not going to rip your butts out of bed, so chill out. But it was the doors creaking open. It was the shadows going, those kind of things. That's what gets me because those are the things during real life. When
now,
we're
now hang
in
on
real
a
life,
second, because I want to add to what you said. What you said, you're absolutely right. A ghost is not going to rip you out of bed. But you get pulled out of your bed, somebody is choking you, you got some serious problems, and it's not
ghost. That's not ghost. That's not ghost.
That's diabolical, and
demonic.
You need help, and you need help fast.
You need a priest
right.
in there, and you need someone who's absolutely
okay. I have
practiced
a question.
And the exorcism.
I think you need a divorce lawyer to tell you the truth.
What about? Well, I have a question.
Can
what
I tell you that he pulled
that?
Me out of the bed the other night, and I was like, you know what? I'm either calling a priest or a lawyer, man.
But what?
I'm going to
say that
dead.
Like
people
every other week. No.
People don't get up of their sleep and have dreams like that, and it's really happening then? Or
I was just going to ask that, Marcia.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, because when I first moved into this house, mm-hmm. I fell asleep on the couch, mm-hmm. and I had this dream that I was like, well, you know when you're in a dream and it's like your house, but it's not your house?
Yeah,
you know,
right. yeah.
And so I'm walking
yeah.
around with the group. There was like a group of people, and we were walking around the house. And then I was at like the rear of the pack, and something started choking me. And I woke up from, and literally like I was like, help me, help me. And they had no clue. I was being choked by something invisible. And I woke up, and my throat hurt, and I was like. And I don't know if I was just dreaming or if something was actually happening.
It,
so that was my
that
question.
That sounds like one of two things to me. That could have either been a night terror that was real because people don't understand.
But I don't normally have scary dreams.
No,
so.
And not many people do. Like, people have dreams where you wake up quickly because you're going to step off that cliff. Or
yeah,
you've just,
yeah.
jumped, you know, and you wake up quickly from
mine's
that.
Mine's the trampoline. I'm on the trampoline flying high in the air. And then gravity catches me, and I'm like, oh, my God. And
but,
I wake up.
Okay, all of us have those crazy dreams. Anybody who knows me knows mine is the great white shark and the Shamu whale. It is. It's so stupid, but it really is. But you have those, people have those kind of dreams that you're just getting ready to die and you wake up. Night terrors is something completely different.
Mine's
what
one where I have
Jeff?
Hair.
I want to know.
It's the one where I have hair growing on my tongue. It really freaks me out.
No, what did somebody say to me the other day?
I don't know
somebody,
whether to shave it or, you know, comb it or
one
what.
One of the fans said that their biggest nightmare was that their teeth would fall out one by one.
Well,
that they would
happen.
Like.
What does that mean?
That's one of those things where you have those dreams and it's one of those vivid dreams.
Yep.
But he said hair growing on his tongue. Susan.
Yeah, I think maybe the dog was laying across my face or something. I just didn't know.
Have you guys ever had that happen to you, though, where you were being, like, killed in your dream
yes.
by a
and
ghost?
And I tell you, I think it's either a night terror or you have a malevolent spirit because that's
but
not
I didn't,
something
I don't
that,
feel like that's in the house, though. You know,
but
and
then
nothing's
I think it may have
then.
Been a night terror because demonic people don't understand that. I have seen I do not believe I'm going to talk about this. I have seen a demonic spirit up front and up close in person in Gettysburg. I had a dream one night that I needed to talk to Father Adam in Gettysburg. I went to go see him the next day, and he was like, I was looking for somebody, and it was kind of like one of these divine intervention things, and everybody else who knows me knows that I'm not like this big believer in God and stuff, so it was kind of like crazy for me. There was, when we walked into this house, he asked me to go with him when we walked into this house. At the top of the stairs, there was this little girl, the prettiest little girl you've ever seen with these beautiful little corkscrew curls. Absolutely gorgeous.
I have a picture of her.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
don't
know?
Be creepy.
Go ahead.
She, gorgeous. And when she opened her mouth, because I walked in and I was talking to the family, because the priest was in with the family, Father Adam was in the family, and I'm like, who's the little girl? And they're like, there's no little girl here. We have three sons.
Oh.
And I'm like, no, there's a little girl at the top of the steps. And she's still standing there with her little curls, and she's shaking her head back and forth, and just so cute. It was a demon, because the next thing out of this thing's mouth was, I know what you did the other night, Kimberly. And I'm like, oh, my God, I drank a whole bottle of wine. Do they know this? People are not supposed to know this. Nobody is supposed to know this. Demons are, you're going to know if there's a demon involved because they come back as something sweet and innocent or a loved one and they put on this showcase and then they're going to spew the most hateful things out of their mouth. Malevolent spirits, they move things, turn things on. They do things to drive you crazy. They do things to make you, they want to pump themselves up to make you think you're dealing with a demonic spirit.
Right.
When in reality
and they thrive and survive off of fear. So the more terrified you become, yes. the more powerful they become. It, this is something, this particular topic is not one that I discuss frequently. I
don't either
really
because opening it up brings them in.
Right. But for those that may be listening to the archive shows and whatever, if you've got some stuff going on that's really bad stuff, you could be dealing with something that is way beyond your power
yeah.
to exercise. And you should always bring in a trained professional
yeah.
person.
Can I tell you?
And I don't want to sound like I'm talking smack about ghost hunters because I'm not. I love what
well,
they do.
I was going to say this to you before you go further with that, is that I think that's your first step. If you think that you're dealing with something, is to bring in a ghost hunter, because when you go, and I can tell you this as a fact, when not every priest that's out there, first of all, is certified to do exorcisms, and second of
right.
all, they have to take
yeah,
this
right.
evidence. Everyone thinks, oh, my gosh, if there's stuff going on, I'm just going to call a priest, and we're just going to go right over, and he's going to come out and do an exorcism.
Right.
That's
doesn't
not
work
the way
like
that, it works. They have to submit evidence before they are given, if they are accredited to perform exorcisms, they have to give this evidence to their diocese.
You know, it figures you right. got to fill out a damn application. You got to fill out an application
right?
for everything.
I know.
Put my social security number on that. Because I don't want to give it out to somebody like
right.
that. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
And
more
paperwork.
Well, because they're going to tax you for it, sweetheart. I'm so sorry.
Well,
they're
and
tax
the
you
difference
for that
between
right.
ghost
it's
hunters
not
and like
excise tax anymore. It's the exorcism tax. Just so
we're,
you
going,
know.
We're going on. We're going on 10 minutes before the hour. I think maybe we should open the line up and see if anybody has any questions or would
yeah,
like to
yeah.
make some
comments.
Somebody
like
out there, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you, but somebody wanted to talk about the fact that what happened with their husband, that their husband was woken the other night out of a sound sleep by someone breathing in his face. He sat straight up and looked around, and no one was there. And the kids were sleeping, so he experienced something, apparently. I mean,
yes.
And
that happens
in the room.
Frequently.
How about like a recorder?
Sometimes it's not breathing.
I don't like that.
Sometimes
at all.
It's. I get
no.
a lot of people of my name. I'll wake up to, and sometimes I wake up to, I'll hear mom, and I'll hear mom plain as day, and I'm not asleep. I'm just laying there watching TV, and all of a sudden I'll hear mom. Yeah, and I'll look around. Nobody's here. I'll go check. The kids are all in bed asleep if they're home, and there's nobody around, and that does happen to me. I've had the breathing thing. I have a real good friend. Not too long ago, I went and did a ghost investigation. I spent a weekend in a haunted house. She took her family and left for the weekend and asked me if I would stay and house sit for her five puppies and do a ghost investigation
That's
while I was
scary
there.
Enough
and
as
they
it
were
is.
Having issues with, she would be sitting at her computer and she would get a breath that was so hot and so moist that it would leave moisture on her cheek by her ear, and it would actually move her hair. Now
did she
we
throw
found
up?
What?
I'd throw up if that happened to me. I'd throw up because you know I don't want to wake up with slime on my face in the middle of the night.
We didn't get any good EVPs. The boys got a couple of pictures that really look outstanding, but once we got to really checking them out, we figured out. By the way, for those of you that are amateur ghost hunters, please, please, please stop thinking every little shiny thing on your picture is an orb.
Most of it's dust and raindrops, just
right.
So you know.
And where the orbs were all located was right under the vent for the air conditioning.
Yeah.
So the boys were really disappointed that I vetoed it and said, look, this is not evidence. That's
Can I tell
dust.
You that down in Gettysburg, they have like professional ghost tours. And there's a really good friend of mine who, if you guys haven't heard of him, it's Mark Nesbitt, the Ghost of Gettysburg. He's phenomenal, and he's got like a million, gajillion books. And he's got his own ghost tour company down there. And that's one of the things that he's like, you know, you guys go out and you guys take these pictures on the field, and you guys come back and you're like, oh, look, I've caught the ghost. No, you haven't. There's dust. You guys have to take this into account. There's dust. There's raindrops.
Right.
People go out when it's raining, and they're like, oh, my God, look at these orbs in my pictures. I'm not going to try to be mean or anything, but I'm just going to tell you that perhaps you should have been on the short bus, because raindrops leave those kind of orbs. Just so we're clear about
right.
this, okay?
Well, and you know what? Hey, listen, we have an actual paranormal investigator with us right now. If she would be willing to discuss this because she is extremely knowledgeable in this area.
Is that you were
I don't
want to
say her name until she says it. You know who I'm
talking about.
Yeah, because
she might not want to come on, or she may want to be a guest.
Would you be interested in coming on and discussing orbs? Would you call in?
Press one. Just press
one. I'll call her T because I don't want to say her name if she doesn't want to.
Blink twice.
Put your hands over across your elbows and flick your ponytail forward. We'll get the message.
She can come on another time. You know, if she doesn't
feel comfortable. Hey, if that's the case, I want to see that.
Okay, do me a favor. Just tell me what your area code is so I know the area code that's coming in.
I'm sending her a message real quick.
Can I tell you that I'm getting a private message on from the chat room?
Yeah, I'm thinking real hard about it.
One of the fans that's actually coming to one of the fans that's coming to Halloween's, she was like, did you forget about, you should tell them about the freezer attacking you in my house. A couple of weeks ago, my entire house attacked me. And I totally forgot about it, and then I looked down at my toenail because my toenail is black and bruised. So my house was attacking me. Like, things were jumping out. The freezer door opened and whacked me in the head. A freezer door, when does it open up? This is a new fridge freezer. The magnetism in that thing is not decreased yet. The freezer opened up and whacked me in the head. That very night is when I cracked and broke my toes, because the fireplace, I don't believe, and I'm positive, we know this for a fact, I was not drinking, so the fireplace did not jump out 3 feet so that I walked into it. But that night I was having a lot of things happening. So just so you know,
she's going to come on. We have something weird just happened.
Susan's on Facebook, and she... Oh, sorry.
Okay. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, hi. Hello?
I'm trying to listen and
yeah,
listen.
Yeah, I know, me too. I know. What just happened?
What happened is Susan was on Facebook, and she was linking to the show to tell people we're still on.
Uh-huh.
And when she pasted the link into Facebook for the show,
uh-huh,
my book, Northwest, came up as the link, and it takes you to Amazon and my book, and it's the link to the show.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay,
I'm
going to
post on my Facebook page right now.
We have a visitor here, a new visitor.
Yeah, Tracy Ford. Now I can say your name since you called in. Tracy Ford is a paranormal investigator. I just had the opportunity to meet Tracy today. Tracy,
hi.
Tell us about orbs. You're a professional.
Thanks.
Give us the down low on the orbs.
I do agree that most of them are dust and most of them are water. The photographs that I've captured, that I've studied, usually I take a lot of snapshots in sequence and then go back and look to see if there were any changes in the sequence. And I'm talking like flash, 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 flash.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I usually try to compare, okay, does this look real? Does this not look real? Some experiences that I've had in looking at photographs, if you see a face in it, it's definitely real. Those hands down are proof. I try to look at the size of them to see if, for example, my son's birthday party last year, we caught a lot of photographs with orbs, and we didn't catch them throughout the whole entire party. There were just certain segments during the party where they would appear, and there were several people there that had loved ones either killed very tragically, or, for example, my aunt had passed away probably about a year before that, and every time I took a photograph of my other aunt that was left behind, there was always an orb with her.
Wow.
It was
Tracy,
consistent.
Can I ask you, do you see, when I look at pictures, and I've been doing this for almost 20 years now with my husband, there's a definition to an orb photo as opposed to a dust photo or a raindrop?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
I will 100% agree with that.
It has its own illumination, right?
It really does.
You can tell
it
that it's self-illuminating, and it's not something that's bouncing off of it. It's really just self-sufficient.
When Tracy came on, this is really, really funny, guys. When Tracy came on, I was upstairs in my bedroom. I was just checking Facebook. My husband came upstairs, and he's like, that's why I pulled the phone away from him. He's like, what? What did you need? And I'm like, I didn't call you. And he's like, you didn't call my name just now? No. I'm like, okay.
I just love it.
Yeah, I think
just something simple. It was just simple things, guys, that happened.
So, yes, because I think most people don't realize that it probably happens to a lot of people, that I think because we're getting in the chat room, people are saying that, because these are the instances that happen to a lot of people that they just, you know, because sometimes you'll ask someone, did you hear something? And they didn't hear it, but you did. So what you're saying is we're like the person is hearing it, but the other person is not. So
right.
Their mind
right.
is.
I'm like totally excited now, Willow. You found like the perfect person. Let me talk. Speak clearly. I can't wait to, like, talk to Tracy later, like, offline.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people that go out to paranormal investigate, especially around here, they're like, look, I've got 1,000 orbs in a picture. You were in the middle of a rainstorm, dumbass.
Okay, you say that on air.
It's a raindrop.
Dude, let's not get the FCC called down us on the first freaking show.
Just tell them it's my fault. I don't care. Just tell them it's me. I don't care. Okay, everyone who knows, I live by my constitutional rights to have free speech, and I cuss when I want to. If you don't enjoy it,
so do I.
It's my rear end.
So do I.
My rear end is that, mother.
Let's put it this way. You haven't read my book, My Virginia Templeton.
No, I did. Don't you remember you sent it to me, and I read it when
you.
I was in
no,
bed
you
sick
have,
that time?
You have.
Baby, that was some hot
no,
stuff
you
right
have.
There.
I put your review back up because I
that
took it down.
That was some hot stuff right there.
Yeah, but she swears a lot. That's just her personality.
I needed an air conditioner and a fan after reading that one. And a cigarette. It was all good, Marcia.
But some people do.
No, I'm really excited to talk
some
to Tracy afterwards because there are a lot of people that come out to paranormal investigate. They really don't seem like they know what they're talking about. Everything is a ghost. Everything, oh my gosh, the door moved. It was a ghost. You have a draft
mm-hmm.
in your house.
Yeah, I will tell you that the first time I did it, I didn't do it properly, and I brought something home with me.
Oh,
and
my.
So I definitely realized, okay,
wow.
we can't do
wow.
this that same way.
and that's a huge fear.
Have,
and that's also something that...
Tracy, do you have a website that people could go to if they want to read more about you?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Tracy, can you put them in the room? Put them in the chat room,
yes.
would you?
Yeah.
I'll go
that's
ahead and
something
do that.
That a lot of amateur ghost hunters do not realize. And I get a lot of questions. It's so funny because the haunted books are the ones that people seem to be most interested in.
Because they're
and
real
for the
stories.
Record, I like my vampire books better, but whatever.
But you know what? Can I say this? They like the haunted books better because they're real stories. And
they're
to be totally
people,
honest,
right.
though.
Right.
Real
well, some
people
of them
can
do.
Relate.
Some of them do. There's a lot of people that think I'm full of baloney. But for amateur
those are still the people that are out
hunters.
There denying that Area 51 exists, and our government just came out 2 weeks ago and told us it exists.
I know. I was,
so get on
I
board
was just
soon,
laughing.
Man.
I'm like, oh, they declassified it. Well, yay. We've only
I
known that
so
for
pleased
now,
when
what,
they did
15,
that
20
so
years
confused.
Now. Thanks for letting us know that it's real.
Right.
No, but seriously, for amateur ghost hunters, you need to be very aware that this isn't just a hobby. I know that a lot of people do this part-time and for fun, but you have to be careful because there's no telling what you'll bring home with you if you are not careful. And if you have not researched how to handle certain situations, you should
right.
not be going. Don't grab your night vision camera and take off to...
But that's what a lot of
freaking insane asylum that's been derelict for 50 years and run through it because you're going to be
thing.
In trouble.
That's what people are doing now, Willow, is that you know how people are like, on my bucket list, I'm going to jump out of a plane or I'm going to go swim with sharks. They're like, I'm going to go ghost hunting. And they have no clue what they're doing and they don't understand. When you walk into this, everyone's like, I should say this, a lot of people are like, well, it really doesn't exist. It really, ghosts are not really real. And then when they go out there and they put themselves in this position, they put themselves in this position, remind you. And they bring something home with them that they're not prepared to deal with. Because everyone thinks that the ghosts are just whispering, Mom, tell Aunt Gertie I said I love her. So, that's not how it works. That's really not how it works.
Tracy said she's doing a paranormal series. Tracy, you're doing a paranormal series on Thursday nights?
Yes. I have my own, of course, anybody in America or worldwide can have a YouTube channel, but for the last 6 weeks, I've been doing a paranormal autobiography of things.
Is there
that
a link? Because I would love.
Yeah, make sure you post
I'm
that.
Totally, Tracy.
Yeah.
Gonna say, just
what?
So you know,
no,
I'm going to fangirl and send you a friend's request soon because I'm going to get this.
Okay.
Just
Tracy,
because.
Tracy
Willow
Marshall.
Has been the
did
only
send,
one that I can really
did you
talk
send this to.
Willow knows all of the things that have happened, so I totally want to talk to you, like, outside of this.
Tracy,
totally
Tracy, send some of your links to Willow. Willow will send them to me. I'll put them out on our blog, too, from World of Ink Network, so we can get that. Because it's a very interesting subject. And
and Tracy's already agreed to do a show with me
Jeff. That's good.
She's going to be on the Paranormal Hour. We're going to have a whole hour with just paranormal investigators, and it's going to be off the hook.
Make sure that you post that link for me so I can listen, because that just sounds...
We post everything so many times, so much. You'll be seeing.
We're doing a ghost walk, which this is going to be. It's really going to be corny, kind of in historic Ellicott City. People don't understand. They think that if you do like a ghost walk with like a bunch of people, that the ghosts are just going to come out for you. And I really like to go to Gettysburg by myself, or go to one of my favorite places to go are to the. And people don't like this most times. I like to go to the cemeteries by myself at night. It's dangerous, and you go in fully armed and prepared just to sit there, because the pictures that you can get, one of the pictures I got was an amazing red orb above a tombstone.
Oh, wow.
That was a drop of blood. That wasn't an orb.
I know. That was me. I was poking
red
myself,
blood,
and I'm like,
you got
Willow,
remember
when red
I sent
orb.
You, remember I sent you those women that were ghosts? Maybe we could find them again.
Yeah.
They go to the cemetery. Yeah, they go to the cemetery. Yeah, they were actually, I think they had a YouTube, because I sent it to you a long time, I mean, like last year or something. They were at the cemetery doing, you know, and they were taping it.
Well, and I think the big thing with when you're doing this is that you have to understand going in that something could, whether or not you go in prepared or not, something could attach itself to you, and you have to be completely fully prepared for this. And so
Absolutely.
When I go in, everyone knows my, like, aversion to doing the whole God thing out in public and all of that, but when I'm private and I'm doing a ghost hunt, for me, and I don't post the pictures, I do it for me because it's a self-exploration. I'm looking to see what's on the other side. I want to know. I mean, I'm 38 years old. I want to know, my mom's passed away. My mom passed away very young from breast cancer. Am I going to see her? Am I not going to see her again? So for me, it's very much an exploration.
I think that a lot of people think that way, because I think myself, I'm always saying to my husband, I'm always saying, like, for me to get through death, because I've, you know, there's been several of my family members, and I would like to see, and I keep hoping that when I get to heaven, I'll say, like, I knew I was going to see you, because I hope that is the way it is. I wish we all knew that we don't know, but I know what you're saying because you want to see them again, and you don't believe that you're not going to see them. See, I think I am going to.
So whatever research
I
do now,
that.
And that's like. It cracks me up all the time when people are like, oh, my God, you guys are out there with these things. What are you doing? I'm like, in 40 years, when you're going to pass, if there is a heaven, which it's taken me a long time to get to that point where I actually believe that there's a heaven, and I believe that my mom is waiting for me there, just because of the proof that I've seen and the evidence that I've actually seen, I know that there's another side. So seeing it, when you physically see it and you're faced with it and confronted with it, you have to make that decision right there. Are you absolutely bonkers No, I'm not crazy. I'm pretty sane.
I think I go to PTO meetings
and I go to this and I go to that, and I'm pretty sane. Everyone says
people,
I have really good ideas.
I think people
and this
think
and that.
About these things. I do think people think about
the thing.
These things.
I just posted
well,
a couple of ghosty pictures for people to take on my Facebook page for people to, or on my profile page for people to look at.
I think you're perfectly normal, Kim.
Awesome.
Okay,
huh?
You know,
I'm sorry.
Have you guys realized we did this to Jeff again?
I know.
We did this again. We've, like, talked over him, like, all the time. Jeff, what were
you
doing?
I have a secret weapon. I call it a bitch wedge.
I don't even want to know what you do with that.
I shove my way right in.
Okay, I'm going to stop him right now. And you guys say to me that I have the dirty mouth? I get it from my brother. Did you hear him talking?
I told him
that's
today.
That's where I got it.
When we
I got it from your brother.
Because that's it.
Just say that
you're my co-host. You're my naughty brother that I have to, like, I'm the baby sister, and everybody's like, shut up, Kim.
I have a terrible mouth when I'm on the phone talking to my friends. I have a horrible mouth.
But do you know what's
going to
say this? That's what everybody loves, and that's what I've gotten messages about all day long, is that everyone loves to hear the four of us together, and because there's no holds barred. There's nothing that the four of us won't talk about.
That's right.
There's nothing that if somebody says something, everybody knows my aversion to... I can't say his name because my blood pressure will rise and I have something going on tomorrow. So
right.
When I talk about it, people are like, shut up. You three are like, shut up, Kim. Shut up. But we know each other so well.
Well,
they
I think there is a caller, but I don't know if we have enough time now because I think that Willow, do you want to stay on or, you know?
Oh,
let's
we can
one
stay
more
on.
One
I mean,
one,
we
one,
have.
Let's do one call.
If people still want to listen and still have questions, I'm good. I don't know about the guests, guys.
I'm on.
All right.
I'm still here.
Let's do it. If there's a question, let's do it, man.
All right, then let's go. Let's take them.
All right. Hello.
Hello.
Wait a minute. Hold it. It's Marisha. Who's this?
This is Bennett. Bennett
Pomeranz. Bennett.
Anything goes, Bennett Pomeranz. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, we're still on the air. We weren't going to be on
the air. No, you
are.
Very much so. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that Kim will be doing my show on September 20th.
I mentioned that earlier.
20th.
I know, but I had computer problems earlier, so I missed it. I'll be listening to it in the archive. And Mr. Glaze, I would like you to come by maybe next month on a Let's Talk. And Miss Wright, I would love you to come also.
Yes.
Willow, always you're a welcome guest anytime.
And what about me, Bennett?
Oh, thank you, Bennett.
What about Marcia? Marcia's already done my show.
Well, Bennett,
what about Tracy?
Bennett, you're coming on my show. I didn't put you down. I put you on there. I didn't give you the link yet because you're coming on there.
Okay. Well, I understand that, but what I was listening to for the last 15 minutes, I just enjoyed immensely. You guys together are just a dynamic force. I love what you're doing. You know,
thank you.
I really do. Plus, I love Willow's new book, but wait a second. I have to promote this. I love Willow's new book or new project.
Which one?
Yeah,
I got one from a friend of mine, which was Willow's project. Don't ask me right now. My desk has 20 projects right now, including my own.
Well, Willow's
I had read
three?
It. I'm sorry?
Or A Higher Calling?
Yes.
Oh, are you talking about the Ghost Diaries?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh,
okay,
you're
Willow,
welcome. I loved it. It was great. It had a lot of heart to it. I think it really, really worked.
Well, thank
I
you
I wish
very
all
much.
Of
oh,
you
wait.
Would do a book on past lives or something.
Willow will be on the show once a month with Jeff Glaze on the second Tuesday so far. And, right? Am I right? And
right.
Willow,
but we are considering doing more. It really just depends on you listeners. And, if you guys want more than just one a month, let us know, and we'll see what we can do to make that happen.
Right?
Yes,
all your congressmen, tell them to back us, and also start one of those things, you know, whitehouse.gov, where you want stuff to happen.
Right.
I want Willow.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Jeff,
right. We're
going
to
get me in trouble,
Jeff. Church press conference today. No, thank you.
You're
going
to get me in trouble,
Jeff.
We've got some great shows coming.
Yes,
our next show,
Willow.
In October, we've got a pagan, a Wiccan, and a practicing witch. And we're going to talk about modern-day witchcraft and paganism and how that works in today's society and what it's like to be involved in that.
You better send me the links.
We've got. Oh, I will. I promise you. We've got a show coming up that has real life.
Hey, are you ever
going
to get some
vampires.
Skeptics to talk to people like that? Like
we're
people that don't. Like people
do
that don't believe in that stuff, or you know, are you going to get some skeptics to talk to people who like practice?
Yeah, me.
No. Real is all about them.
Jesus, it almost sounds as good as the Let's Talk show I'm doing on tomorrow on vampires.
Yeah, I've got one of those coming up. I've got a psychic vampire coming. I've got an actual blood sucking vampire coming.
Wait, do what?
Forward to a new vampire book. You could always invite
somebody from the IRS
on
that show.
Wait a minute. No, stop. Everybody be quiet.
I have an idea. Hold it.
Real people's blood coming.
I have an idea. Why don't we do this? Why don't
we God.
A really fun Halloween show. We'll pick a date, and we'll all be on the show. I'll have it from World of Ink, and we'll all have fun, because Bennett and I have done one before. Remember, Bennett? Yes,
we've done two of them.
We've done two of them,
and one
on
was
Halloween
with Count Gore Duvall and Elizabeth Black.
I know Bennett's doing the show from just so you guys, whoever's listening, Bennett's going to be broadcasting from Halle Reads. He's going to be there with me and all of the other amazing authors that are going to be out there.
I'm so jealous.
So it's going
to
be on Halloween.
Go to that.
I'm
going to
be. I have everything. Everything came like today, so I have all of my booty and swag and everything. I just got.
I expect you to give me a care package, dear.
A care package, is that
your booty?
Is that
care package,
coconut vodka?
A booty, yeah.
I knew.
I love getting all the booty stuff, so that way I go yes, and I know that it's autographed, and go ooh.
Right.
My nephew then surprises and says, "Oh well,
Tracy
you Ford, know
thank
such
you so much
such
for
an
accepting
an
my friend's request."
You guys
want to
hear a funny story about that, real quick? Sort of.
Oh, I
can hear it. Has to do with booty. You guys, let me tell you this real quick. So I was checking. So I was checking my husband's text messages one day because he said, oh, I just got a text. I don't like Snoop or anything. He told me to look at it. So it's his friend Chris, and he says, hey, how was her booty? And I was like, what the fuck is this? Sorry, I said the F word. Oh, but
keep
I was like,
the
what is
mind
this?
Out of
you
the
know?
Gutter.
And I go, what is this? Apparently it's some video game that they've been playing, and there was, like, pirates and stuff on there, and they had to go, like, because I read back through the text messages. I'm like, what in the world?
Wow,
and he was like,
that's a divorce-causing game. Holy crap.
I texted Chris. I was like, you almost just got your best friend in trouble.
Okay, we have digressed so far from the topic of the show.
I had to tell it, though, because we were talking about, you know, booty and stuff.
No, that's fine.
Okay, Willow, did you have anything else to say? Because you're gonna be on, and the date will be probably, I think it's the second week. Like I have a calendar here, the second week. So we'll let everybody know. And World of Ink will be putting it out. We always do. And all the, you know, and Willow, anything that you send me that you put out, we'll put on the blog for World of Ink. You know that anybody
October
wants.
8th,
yeah,
I think, if I'm not correct.
Jennifer,
I have it on my calendar.
Yeah, Jennifer. And Jeff and Kimberly, you know, send me anything you want, and we'll put it out, okay? And let's see.
I have an event coming up.
Episode 2, coming out.
Oh, yeah, we got a new release day after tomorrow.
Episode 2. And Tracy still with us. These zombie killing divas are at it again, and they are better than ever, and they are, like, going at it. And you're going to see...
Not with each other.
When we said that friendships will be tested, friendships will be tested. And can I tell people, coffee will actually kill people. Coffee can kill people. Read the book, guys. Grab episode 2. You guys will not be disappointed. I've read it. I've gone through it because Jen wrote this one, and I'll be writing episode 3. But episode 2, It is hysterical. It's funny. It's deep. It's amazing. Grab it. And Uza, Kylie, and Jade are both free now.
They're
so grab
free
those
now.
Too.
So everybody go pimp those.
Okay,
yeah,
and I have Rune episode 3 coming out in the next week or so, and it kicks ass. I will also be appearing Saturday, October 12th at the Urban Media Makers Film Festival, and I'll be delivering a workshop called Developing the Compelling Story.
Okay, can we say one last thing about Jeff? Okay, nobody mentioned that, but he has written a book, A Life That We Dream, right?
Life We Dream.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
Okay, and we must say about that, because that is a very short book, and honestly, this book is it's a beautiful book, and it's really, really a lot different than the other things that he writes. So, you know, this is why he's very diversified that nobody
Bring
knows.
Bring your tissues.
Yes, it's a very good book. And it's 52 pages. It doesn't take long, but it's good. It's really worth
it. I told Jeff, when Jeff asked me if I would beta read it for him and do a review, and at the time, I was going through a lot of personal stuff that we're not going to discuss, but I told him, I said, yes, I will read it and I'll review it, but if it makes me cry, I'm going to call you and cuss you out.
Yeah, it was great.
And Jeff got a cussing. Made me cry, too. He got a big cussing. And everybody knows
really
that I don't swear very often. So,
But it's very, no, it's a really good book.
It was a great, great story.
It's a very good book. It's very Nicholas
Clark. Let me just tell the listeners that Haunted 3 is out. Haunted 4 is coming. You can now get Haunted 1 and 2 in print. If you're into ghosts, there's also the Ghost Diaries, which the Ghost Diaries are fiction. It's a lead up into a new series that I'm starting. And I'm working on a project called 13 Graves that should be out for Halloween. If it doesn't scare the pants off of you, then I have not done my job.
And we'll figure out a show to have for Halloween, because Halloween is on a Thursday. But we can have it here on the 29th of October. We'll have a Halloween show, okay? Halloween. I'll write it in the calendar.
That sounds good.
They'll just tell me when I have to be on. That's how it really works.
Right.
I just had
no
voice to say, okay, this is the time, this is the place.
And we'll just, well, I think, you know, look, I think as I told Willow before, I said that this is not about, you know, if how many people we have. It's just that we enjoy these shows and the people that are listening enjoy them. And I think it was a great show and we all had a good time. And there's a lot of guests on the show. It was fun. So I think that, Willow, you did a great job. And
well,
so
Willow
can
always does a great job.
Absolutely.
Willow, we did not say a couple things. So I don't know who's listening yet, but Willow, are we going to talk about anything else about your service that you offer?
I am opening a business. It's called Willow's Indie Book Services.
I will see you guys. I have to go.
Okay.
Bye, Bennett.
Okay.
Bye,
Bennett. It was nice having you. Thanks for stopping in. I'm opening a website, and it's still under construction. It's called Willow's Indie Book Services. There will also be a Facebook page. I will be offering some services personally, because I'm going to do some formatting and stuff. Jennifer Malone Wright will be offering some services as far as PR and marketing. We're going to have webinars. I'm going to have a list of reputable publicists, reputable editors.
Yeah, I think that's true. Because, when you hear it from anybody from World of Ink, that we do check out everybody and we do, you know, make sure. Because everybody knows that I really feel badly about people that go, and Willow does too. We've talked about this, that go to people that aren't getting what they paid for, or, you know, very unaffordable for a lot of people. And Virginia and I will be doing launches for people for books, because I actually think being on the radio show with a tweet with Marnie, I think it'll be really good for people when they get their books out. And the other services that you offer, let me know what you're offering.
And these are services you can count on. Yes, they are paid for services by different people, but I promise you, I'm the CEO of the Indie Paranormal Writers Association. Our main goal is to keep indie authors from being taken advantage of, because there's a lot of sharks in these waters, people.
Yeah.
So anybody that's on this site is going to give you exactly what you pay for.
Right.
And you will have to pay for some of it. Some of it will be free. But you can come
there
and you can know that you're not going to be scammed.
Yeah, Yeah, it's bad. It's really bad out there. To be truthful, it's really bad. And, you know, they know.
It's
Virginia
worse
and I
than that. People are not checking predators and editors.
Right.
They're not checking writer
right.
beware. But real quick, just make sure you check out Jeff. He does covers, amazing covers
yes.
on most right. media. Make sure you check that out. I
does,
do covers,
right.
but I don't do them publicly. I don't do them for a charge. My covers are for my friends, so I don't do them for people. Everyone else, just friends.
Right.
For random people.
Okay, and you know,
I don't do them for
really
random people
show.
Or for pay. Not at this point. I'm doing them just for friends. But if there's somebody that needs a cover and they don't have cash and they can't afford it,
right.
hit me up.
And
let
Tracy,
me know.
Tracy, are you still with
yep.
us?
Yes, I
will
am.
Will you please name off, give your website, because this
yep.
is going to be archived, so anybody listening later can hear it,
right.
with your YouTube channel and your website
yep.
so people can go check you out.
Yes, it's Tracy Ford. It's TraceeFord.com. And then the YouTube channel's a little bit wild because I didn't have enough sense to actually assign my name to the channel. So what they can do is go to YouTube and just type in my name, and it'll pull up my channel with all the episodes and the book trailers and all that different stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, because sometimes
and
you
have
thinking that, right, sometimes when you
www.facebook.com/TheSouthernOhioGhostHunters. Correct.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody
thing.
Make
yeah,
sure
good.
You check out Tracy. She's pretty
yeah,
freaking awesome.
Yeah, we are
awesome.
Going to do that. And you're going to have her on the show, so that'll be good. All right, and, you know, I want to thank everybody for being on. And, Willow, you did a great job, and it was fun, and everybody had a good time. And all the links, you know, I'll get some of the links, and anything you want, everybody that's on the show, send it to me, and we'll be happy to put it out, you know, so people
yes.
will see it.
And
because we do a lot of
everyone.
Care. Yes.
Thanks to all the listeners for stopping by, those of you that came tonight and were in the chat room, and those of
well,
you
don't
that will
really
be
know
archives.
Know. Willow, there's other people because you don't really know. This is just a chat room.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you
and
know,
welcome
luckily
to
everything.
The Paranormal Hour. We're going to rock
yes.
your world.
Yes. We're going to have a great time.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night,
good night.
Everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.